Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be back again here with y'all. I sure appreciate Brother David for standing in for me, and I know that y'all enjoy to hear him preach, and he's definitely a lot more elegant speaker than what I am. But I'm glad to be back here again. I love to come and be on the radio, and especially to be live on the radio, and those that tune in every week, I appreciate you tuning in, and it just blesses my soul. And I pray for you, but I hope that you pray for me. I'm going to take a scripture this morning from Saint Mark. Saint Mark, we're going to be in the 10th chapter of Saint Mark, which should be a familiar scripture. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just pray, I just thank you this morning. Just, Lord, letting us live and have life and breath this morning. And God, all you bless us with each and every day, God. And Lord, that we, where we live and what we do and what we have, what you let us use here, God, I just thank you for each and everything, God. I want to glorify you, Lord, for being God, and Lord, for the prayers that you answer, God, and the ones you're going to answer, and what you do for us every day, and how you watch out for us every day, and how that you bless us every day, and God, that you keep us safe every day, and Lord, that you love us, and God, that you're just full of mercy, God, and this long-suffering, Lord, I thank you for that, God. I just ask that you just give us this word richly in our hearts, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds this morning, God, that we'll be able just to hear what you're trying to tell us, God, that we can just get a step closer unto you, God, as we know that you're a soon coming King, God. I want to give you all the honor, the praise, and glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to start out with St. Mark, the 10th chapter, and I believe I'm going to start with the 13th verse. It says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But then Jesus said, and when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth unto the way, there came one running and kneeled unto him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor the father and mother, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing that thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. And he said, I'm not spitting out too good this morning. And then he said, was said at the saying and went away grieved, and he had great possessions. I want to just stop there. Amen. And appreciate y'all bearing with me. Sometimes I get, tongue tied there, but as he was talking to this, a lot of people referred to him as the rich young ruler. Amen. That came to him and said, you know, Lord, what do I need to do to have eternal life? And, you know, he, of course, he told him that God was good. good was the one that was good, and that he said that thou knowest the commandments, and, you know, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother, and he said all these things has he observed from his youth. Amen. He is saying, I've done those. I've done all this. Amen. And he said, thou lackest one thing. He said, go sell all that you have and give to the poor, you know, and to take up your cross and follow after me. Amen. And some people will say, oh, well, that's a couple things. No, it's still one thing. And I believe people just jump over the whole thing and miss what they're saying. He's talking about, you know, about the possessions, you know, oh, well, we, you know, about he had to get rid of his possessions. He had to get rid of those things that are close to his heart. He had to deny himself is what he needed to do. And you know, it's a beautiful scripture, especially when he talks about children. He said, and unless you come to him as a small child, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. That means we've got to humble ourselves before him. And as he was talking to this fellow that had these great possessions, amen, he said, now you've got to get rid of all that, amen. Give to the poor and take up your cross and follow me, amen. He was asking one thing, and that's for him to deny himself, amen, for him to really lay everything else aside. You know, he kept all those commandments. Amen. He was doing some works and all that, but, you know, he had to get to the place that he had denied himself. That's when it was going to take a place that he said, take up your cross and follow me, where you've got to be crucified. Amen. You've got to crucify yourself. Amen. You've got to give yourself that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, but not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your minds, approving what is good and acceptable in a perfect will of God. Amen. So he wants us to give us we've got to be that sacrifice. We need to be that sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. You know, people give some sacrifices sometimes. Amen. But it's kind of like Malachi said, now you brought these lame and blind and all that. He said, and you try to offer them up to me. He said, give them to your governor and see how he likes it. Amen. He wants you totally, holy, and completely. Amen. He don't want a part of you. Amen. He wants you to come up higher. You know, that's what folks want today. They want to bring God down to their level. Amen. They want to have it their way. Amen. You know, I mentioned sometimes that people want religion in the Burger King way. Amen. They want it their way right away, but that's not the way. You know, he's telling us to come up and we want him to come down. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. For us to go up, we need to humble ourselves down. Amen. We need to humble ourselves for Almighty God. Amen. And we need to give ourselves that sacrifice. We need to give up everything else. We need to realize that and what it's going to take up our cross. We've got to humble ourselves as those small children. Amen. Or in no wise shall we see the kingdom of heaven. But if we'll humble ourselves and we'll believe God, amen, and we'll keep his commandments, amen, that's a blessing, amen, and all. But praise God, there's a furtherance we got to go, and that's giving ourselves that sacrifice. That's coming out from the old law, amen, and coming into grace, amen. Some people think that because Jesus came, now they can live in sin. I'm telling you, that's a lie from the devil, amen. He came that we could live above sin, amen. That we don't have to live in sin anymore, amen. But we can live a clean and a holy life before God, amen. That we don't have to have a guilty conscience, amen. We don't have to have problems going to sleep at night because we defrauded somebody. But I can tell you, in this world today, everybody wants it their way, amen. They want to bring him down to their level, amen, as something as corruptible as man, amen. But I can tell you, he's not coming that away. He's not going to be corrupted. He left heaven one time, Jesus did, and he came unto this world, amen, and he came in a likeful of sinful flesh for sin, but he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law could be fulfilled in us, not them that follow after the flesh, but them,
I didn't want to fall after the Spirit. Amen. You know, I was talking to some folks. Amen. And, you know, people talk about, well, oh, he don't look at the outward appearance and this and that and the other. You know what? Praise God. Some people say, oh, well, he judges the heart and everything. Yeah, he knows what your heart is. But I can tell you, even your outside appearance, it shows what your heart is. You say, oh, no, it's one of them clothesline preachers. Oh, well, you can call me what you will. Amen. But I want him to call me on that day. Amen. When I lose gravity and meet him in there, I want folks to see him and know him. Amen. And know what real true liberty is, because people is trying to form him into their shape, into their image, instead of being formed into his image. Amen. In his likeness. That's where we've got to take up our cross and follow after him. Be crucified unto the world and the world unto us. Amen. This man went away sorrowfully. Amen. Why? Because he had great riches. And that's where his heart, it looked like it seemed to be. Amen. Maybe he got things right. I don't know. Amen. But he went away sorrowfully. Amen. Because of that. You know, people's got things built up so much in this world. They left God behind them, but they'll go to church. Amen. And it's kind of like the ruler said, oh, well, I've kept these for my youth. You know, the folks say today, oh, well, I don't gamble, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't run around and do all that kind of thing. But I can tell you, if you're not living for God, amen, if you not give your heart unto him, amen, if you've not give yourself that sacrifice, if you've not taken up your cross and follow after him, you'll lift your eyes in hell. I don't care if you don't choose, smoke, drink, or run women, or gamble, or do whatever it is. Amen. That people look like, oh, those are the bad things to do. Amen. When we're trying to change the image of God, I can tell you it's wrong. I've heard people say, oh, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing this for God. I know somebody that said he's fishing for God. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. You going out there in a bass boat trying to catch fish, that ain't for God. Amen. I know a fella, he was going to make a motocross track. Amen. He was doing it for God. I ain't seen nowhere that God needed a motorcycle to put out a message. Amen. But anyway, you know, they just go out there, all these different things. Amen. Remote control car races and do all this. And they claim it's in God's name. I say, get out there on the street and preach the word. Amen. And that'll work. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can I hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? And I can tell you he's not sent by a remote control car. Amen. I can tell you, amen, it was a beautiful thing. Amen. As the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Amen. And there was conceived in her. Amen. A beautiful thing, a holy thing. Amen. And that was Jesus Christ for you and I. Amen. We don't need to go out there and try to claim, oh, well, we're doing all this stuff for Jesus. Oh, boy, they've got cowboy churches with round pins behind the church and all that kind of stuff. I've seen, oh, they have biker churches and all this kind of stuff. And you say, well, what's the harm in that? I think bikers ought to go to church, cowboys, and all of them ought to go to church. Should we have a special church for them? No, I don't think so. I believe, amen, if we have the same mind and same accord, amen, I ain't got to have a round pin around there or a Harley Davidson to show up on. Amen. You know what? They got other kind of churches too. Homosexual churches and everything like that. But it don't make it right. Amen. Because I can tell you that's an abomination. We need to quit trying. Amen. To bring God into what we like. Amen. And we need to start liking what God wants us to do. Amen. We need to love God. Commit ourselves totally holy and acceptable unto him is what we need to do. Amen. And we'll find a peace that passes all understanding, a joy that can be filled, happiness. Amen. In a time of the world sorrow. Amen. That we can rejoice. Amen. When we're going to judgment. Amen. That we can be happy. Amen. With just what God has blessed us with. Amen. And you say, what do you mean? You know what? He's let me sit in heavenly places. He's blessed me way over and above and abundant as ever I could ever imagine. Amen. And you say, well, you might not have much, but you ain't got like everybody else. Well, let me tell you something. I got me a treasure. Amen. I'm a rich man. Amen. I got my treasure laid up in heaven where moth can't corrupt nor rust or thief break through and steal. Amen. People have treasured up all these things on the earth and treasured them up. And you know what? And they're reserved unto fire. What will even last that long? Amen. It's reserved unto fire, being burnt up, leaving there a root and a branch. Everything's going to melt with fervent heat. The earth is going to pass away. And where will you be? Amen. You know, we've got to make it our, we got to do what we can. Amen. Because we are working on our long home, whichever one it's going to be. Now, you might, they've come up with all different things today. They've come up, amen, with different places to go and all that. But I can just tell you, amen, you might say, well, you sound like an ignorant old preacher. I'm an old preacher, amen. It might be, amen, and I might have a southern accent. You know, some people think that that's just, you know, because you have a southern accent, it automatically means that you got on overalls and you're barefooted. But I can tell you that that's not the case, amen. I can tell you that I've been one, amen, and I've been in the presence of one that sits on the throne in heaven, amen, and he wants all of us to come up higher, amen. We don't need to be a changing and trying to adapt unto the things of the world and trying to gather up all that we can here, amen. What we need to do is gather up all the word we can in our hearts and lives for the afterlife, amen, amen. I tell you what, I want to go as much as I see this world. People think it's just getting greater and all this. Amen. And I can see it going down the drain even more. Amen. You know, children ain't even raised anymore with any morals, it seems like, or any, even just any manners anymore. You talk to children, they just answer you, yeah or no. You know, I tell you what, my mom and daddy, they might not have been saved when I was young, but they'd fire me up, amen, if I'd have told some adult yes or no. It was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. That's the way it better be. You know what? They ain't training up their child like they should. The Bible said train up a child any way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. You know what? They're training their child today. There's parents out there actually smoking marijuana with their children. Amen. But what are you doing with yours? Are you really showing them the way to go? Amen. Amen. When y'all might fight in front of your children and cuss and carry on and this and that and the other, and then on Sunday morning claim Christianity, amen, that won't work. There's not light and darkness in the same place, amen. The light puts out the darkness. Salt and sweet water and bitter water don't come out of the same place, neither the salt and fresh. It's one or the other, amen. And you know what you ought to do is make it right today, amen. If you ain't got things right, get down on your knees, truly with godly sorrow, repentance, the work of the salvation, amen. And if you'll do that, amen, I can tell you that there'll be one, you want things to come down, he'll come down and bless you, amen, but you got to take up your cross and follow after him. You know, all these new fang-dangle things we got today in electronics and all that. I think about back yonder when I was younger, we didn't have all that. I remember when they come out with them first cell phones. Amen. They was hooked to the people's car. Amen. And, you know, they would, if them things rang, it would blow the horn on the car. Amen. I remember stuff like that, but they had pagers. They started having them pagers where they had to go to a payphone. You know what, Dan? ain't even a pay phone no more. Everybody's got cell phones. You just look in traffic. Everybody's hooked to them cell phones. Hey, man, I can tell you that they're more hooked to everybody in the world's hooked to cell phones more than Southerners are to fried chicken. Amen. They're just addicted to them things. They can't live without them. They can't do without them. Amen. But now, not only can we talk to somebody, you know, on them things. Amen. You can text, you can email, you can bank, you can do all these things. You can buy, you can sell. Amen. You can do all these things. You can watch television. You can do all this stuff on this little handheld device. Amen. You say, oh, no, preacher, what do you mean? We ought to get rid of our cell phones. I'm not telling you you ought not get rid of your cell phone, but I'm telling you, amen, if you spent, amen, a tenth of the time with God that you spend on them cell phones and Facebook and MyFace and Space and all that kind of stuff, amen, Twitch and Twitter and all them other things, amen, I can tell you you'd have a relationship with God and you'd find out how to take up your cross and follow after Jesus. You know, all these things are supposed to have got made things better and make it where we have more time and all that, but it's just taking more and more of our time. But not only is it not taking more and more of our time, it's taking our life with God. Amen. You know, the internet come out. I remember when the internet come out and they'd have these chat rooms and this and that and the other, and now people's getting up with these other people and they're having these relationships online, and you know them. You can make yourself look whatever online, amen. You can just do all this stuff, and the people just wanted all this romance and stuff, and it broke up marriages and still is today. Did you know that? Still is today. Oh, yes, we got to be on my face, Facebook or whatever. You got to be on that. We've got to hook up with all of our high school buddies and all this kind of stuff. And oh, the guy or the woman that we never got, and oh, now they're single, they're divorced, and oh, we got to talk with them. We've got to have part with them. And oh, yeah, we find this. I'm going to kindle a relationship that you didn't never have back younger, but now, that we're older, you want that. And they're not the same person anymore. Lost and undone. Oh, what a thrill it is for a little while, and then it costs you your marriage. Cost some of their lives. You know, it's a shame. But I can tell you there's one right there that if you'd humble yourself as a small child, amen, that you could come unto him. And, you know, he would take you in his arms, and as he did these little children, he took them in his arms and he blessed them. Amen. It was the one that thought he had everything that asked for about eternal life, that he found out that those few things he was doing was not near enough, was not near what he was supposed to be doing. What God has done is he's given us a body to sacrifice and to give to him. Amen, that we can have joy. You know, some people think it's so terrible at the things I've got to quit or what I got to do, and not realizing what all that they're going to gain. You know, I had to lay down and quit and all the things that I was doing and all the things of the world, but oh, what great gain. I found out I was bound to those things. You know, it gets me today is to see the world today, and they're always trying to change from really what the image of what we were made into was the image of God. Amen. And how that they want to change. You know, we've got people going around. I've never seen so many skull and crossbones in all my life. You know, used to you'd have that on different things. And what it was doing was showing danger or death. And you know what? That's what people are lifting up nowadays. We got to have skulls and crossbones and everything. Oh, it makes us look tough and all that kind of stuff. And all it is showing death. All it is showing danger and death. Oh, no, we've got to be gothic. Everything's got to be black, and we've got to wear black, and we've got to seem we were mourning, and whatever that one famous feller is and all that went gothic, got people going gothic, that sleeps in a casket and all that kind of stuff. Wake up, America. Wake up. I mean, do you see what it's leading to and how the devil is ruling and reigning over people? I mean, you got men today wearing fingernail polish and makeup and all those kind of things. I mean, wake up. And now they have, you know, approved homosexuality, for two of the same kind to be married, for, male and male and female and female. I mean, wake up. How much more darkness do you think we've got to go through? How much more do you think that God's going to stand for? He's long-suffering, and he's full of mercy, but he's also full of love and compassion, forgiveness. But people are going to go so far, amen, and they're going to push so far that they ain't going to be able to find him. We better humble ourselves. You know, women and all today, you know, where it tells us in the Bible that they ought not go out as all the proud and all that stuff, but they ought to be humble, that they ain't not with broadered hair and all this gold and arraignment, arrayed and this jewels and this, that, and the other, but a humble personality, a humble spirit. Amen. But oh no. They've got to go out all bright and flashy and all that kind of stuff. And I go by some churches and it just shames me, because I see people going to church dressed and fixed up in a way, going to church that they were more modest when I was 20 something years ago, when I was in the bar rooms, that they dressed more modest then than they do going to church. You know, it's a shame. It's a total shame. You know, they're going out. You think God wants you to show yourself like that? No, he wants you to be humble and show that modest and that humble spirit. Amen. That's the way, you know, when the Bible talks about the woman and all, people say, oh, no, that's just for the woman. No, he's talking about us too, the men, because we should be the church. That's what it should be, is we should be the church, and we should show forth humility. Oh, no, but let me tell you something. Women get married, and I can see some out there, and the way that they're dressed and what all they're showing, it's like they're putting it in the front window and all that, but they've got married, and they still putting it in the front window. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the skirts is just about met the neckline nowadays. Oh, it's a shame. I mean, I know where a school is that's teaching kindergartners and pre-K and all that stuff, and I have to turn my head away looking at the teachers. Thank God that my son's going to private school this year. Amen. Because I can tell you that you see more. It's bad when kindergarten ought to be rated R. It ought to be rated R. If the woman bends down to show a child something, she's showing him a lot more than just what's on his paper. Oh, my. Some of them look like that they're trying to nurse them instead of teach them. You know, you say, well, that's pretty blunt, preacher. Well, it's pretty blunt out there. Look around for yourselves. Save yourselves. Turn from the things of this world. Humble yourselves before God. Take up your cross and follow after him. Take up the book and search it, for in it you think that you have eternal life. Think about it. Only you can work out your salvation, and you got to work it out with fear and trembling. The truth will set you free, and you can be free indeed. May God bless you today. I love you, and I want you. I want you to see what heaven's about, and you got to give yourself totally, wholly, and completely. May God bless you. Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.